General Haig, Mr. President.
Yeah.
There you are.
Mr. President?
Yeah.
Sir, I just thought I'd better recap this POW thing because the reciprocity term is a little dangerous. First, the 570 to go north.
Yeah.
That is not new. We've done it before, but we've never done it in this number.
Fine, okay.
And secondly, the 1,200 long-held prisoners. We made this proposal 3 weeks ago on April the 8th, the GVN did, only in conceptual form, and you endorsed it by a statement the following week. Now, this is a new articulation of it in that it quantifies it in terms of numbers and years. Now, in terms of conditionality, it's really not good to say that it's reciprocal, but we do expect that it's conditional upon the North Vietnamese agreeing to a neutral country. They don't like to use the term reciprocal with respect to it.
Mm-hmm. But agreeing to a neutral country for sending these prisoners, but...
And we would anticipate they would do the same.
Yeah, I see.
But not in terms of numbers or anything else. We would take, if they'd send five, we'd be delighted. What we really want is for them to agree on a country.
That's right.
Now, the third issue is the proposal for an inspection.
Yeah.
And that is brand new. It's never been articulated before.
Well, we've never offered to...
Well, we've never posed this proposition. We have always had our South Vietnamese camps open to the Red Cross, but the North has never accepted the Red Cross there.
But this is new in the sense that we've suggested that another nation or other organizations could do it.
Right, sir, and we would agree if they wanted one nation for their camps,
mm-hmm.
different from the one in the South, that would be all right, too.
Yeah, okay, fine.
All right, sir.
Thank you.
Bye.